The Obama administration's plan to better control federal spending on office supplies has fallen short of expectations, and many in industry believe damaged the supply base. So, 5 years after closing down Schedule 75 to new vendors, the General Services Administration now plans to reopen that multiple award contract. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now to discuss the latest chapter in the office supplies saga. Jason, this seems like a lot of energy expent on pencils and paper and copier toner.
It really is a lot of energy, and it's been about 4 or 5 years now that they've been really expending this energy. And remember, Tom, when this started, this was a $1 billion market, and now it's almost been cut back by about 40%. It's only about $600 million. Still a lot of money. Let's not count on it. But at the same time, it is a lot of energy, a lot of back and forth. And you know what? By starting over again with Schedule 75, as they're planning to do, it seems just like they're back at the beginning.
All right, so what are they actually planning to do now?
Well, GSA announced in March that they're going to ask for industry feedback on three options as they look at reopening Schedule 75. Option one is going to just reopen Schedule 75 with no changes. So just the way it's always been working, it's the way it's going to continue to work. Now, on the other end of the spectrum is the idea to transform Schedule 75 entirely. A new schedule, different terms and conditions, new special item numbers, a small business preference, and this could take up to 2 years to fully implement. A third option is a kind of a hybrid of options one and two. This includes some changes, but not as major as option two, but still very significant and would not take as long. Now, GSA says comments on all three of those options are due today by 3 p.m., and then it would hold an industry day later in the year to detail the input it received and its path forward. I talked to Peter Hahn. He's the director of Acquisition Center at GSA's Federal Acquisition Services Northeast and Caribbean region, which runs the office supplies contracts.
We want to understand, if we were to do that, what makes sense, not just for government and our customers and the taxpayer, but also for our industrial base as well. Can we make it easier for them? What are the better product offerings? How can we support small business? These are the questions that we want to ask and get some feedback from both our customers and industry.
Now, we have a link to the full details of what GSA is proposing on federalnewsradio.com, along with my latest story.
And Jason, do you have any sense of why GSA made this decision to reopen Schedule 75 at this point to all these new vendors?
I think there's two schools of thought. The first was what GSA says. It's part of the natural progression of federal strategic sourcing, how it relates to category management. Hahn explains the GSA's thinking.
MAS 75 and OS3 aren't in competition with each other. They are contract vehicles that GSA has set up, and we see it as the more spend that comes through a managed contract, the better, because then customers and agencies don't have to focus on creating their own vehicle for office supplies, and they can focus on their own mission dollars.
I also spoke with former OFPP Administrator Joe Jordan, who's now the president of FedBid. Jordan says from the beginning, FSSI was supposed to evolve as agencies learned how to buy office supplies, or really any commodity for that matter. They could buy them better and more efficiently. He says category management is that next evolution because of the focus is not on these upfront negotiations of price, but really giving agencies data to understand the market better and then get better prices at the task order level. Now, Tom, of course, there's the other side of the coin, right? Many in industry are saying that this third contract for office supplies, commonly known as OS3, under the Strategic Sourcing Initiative, isn't working and exposed many flaws in the program. Now, I spoke with Rick Vogel, the Associate Government Sales Manager for Coast to Coast Computer Products, a Schedule 75 contract holder. He says reopening Schedule 75 to new offers is a sign that agencies want a more diverse supply base and OS3 wasn't meeting their needs. I also caught up with Larry Allen. He's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and a longtime observer of GSA. He says when GSA let agencies create blanket purchase agreements on top of Schedule 75 during the time back in 2014 when OS2 had expired and before OS3 had kicked off because of all these bid protests that suffered, that really expedited the downfall of strategic sourcing.
We saw good usage of the OS2 strategic sourcing contract. OS3 sales have fallen off some from OS2, and there are reasons for that. But I think the big thing is that agencies know that they can put their own market basket of items together using a blanket purchase agreement against the schedule rather than having to use the one-size-fits-all market basket that is what controls OS3. So if I know that I have some specific products that I use more than others, and those aren't in the market basket, I can do a BPA and get what I need at good prices for me.
Now, data from GSA Sales Query Tool shows the spending on office supplies strategic sourcing contracts actually have been decreasing over the last about 5 years, Tom, down from $272 million in 2012 to $243 million in 2013, down all the way to $97 million last year. Now, total across the entire government spending on office supplies has also dropped, again, from about $1 billion, $984 million in 2012 to about $615 million in 2015. But Tom, let's look at the real data here. When you look at the percent of spending going through OS2 and OS3 as compared to Schedule 75, that's where you see the big drop. 2012-2013, it was 27-28% of all spending going through OS2, OS3. Now we're down to about just under 16%. So agencies are not using it. Other thing to keep in mind, Tom, is that while OFPP did not mandate the use of these office supplies contracts, more than a dozen agencies issued their own memos telling their contracting officers to buy office supplies only off these strategic sourcing vehicles or justify why they shouldn't. So despite this, we'll call it a pseudo mandate, agencies still returned back to Schedule 75 because basically it met their needs better, was more convenient, or for many other reasons.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and I guess maybe a lot of people are surprised that by 2016, there's still any office supplies because we were supposed to have the paperless world by now, but clearly that hasn't happened. But this is really an amazing, I think, failure of strategic sourcing. The percentages you give, 10 times the money not on strategic sourcing, so it's really not strategic at all. And so what impact has OS2 and now the new one, OS3, had on the contractors that are trying to sell this stuff to the government?
And I think really that's really the story where this story really hits home, because the administration's approach to strategic sourcing of office supplies really significantly cut into the industrial base. This is just raw numbers, Tom. GSA says the number of vendors under Schedule 75 dropped to 340 as of February 2016 from 450 in 2012. That's a 24% reduction. And Tom, it's not just those vendors who dropped off. Listen, I don't think anyone would argue that GSA needs to clear the quote-unquote dead wood off the schedule sometimes, and they need to figure out how to get rid of those vendors who aren't doing any business or aren't using their schedule contracts for, you know, for instance, for state and local buying and selling. But companies like Coast to Coast, which we talked to Rick Vogel, saw huge drops in revenue. Vogel says his firm lost about $10 million a year in revenue because of OFPP basically all but mandating the use of these office supplies contracts. I also talked to Kevin Paul. He's the president of K-Paul, a service-disabled veteran-owned firm. He couldn't renew his Schedule 75 contract, and he said he lost 20 to 30% of his business due to this strategic sourcing. And while both Coast to Coast and K-Paul diversified into other areas to survive, Vogel says not everyone had such good luck. He points to Adams Marketing. This is a company I spoke with, Tom, back in 2012 when I wrote a story about strategic sourcing with the headline, Pennywise Pound Foolish. And Adams Marketing was one company that went out of business. It stopped serving federal office supplies market. It had been there for more than a decade and just went out of business. It could not survive.
Yeah, one surprise in all of this, too, is how many suppliers there really are in office supplies, because you would tend to think, well, Staples and that kind of company must have absorbed the entire market, but far from it.
And the other piece of this is, remember, in 2012, when this was first awarded, you had three large businesses, Office Max, Staples, and Office Depot. Now you're down to one because there's a merger going on between I think it's Office Depot and Staples.
Yep.
So really, that's the other piece of the market that we're not talking about here. Tom, I also talked with Sam Bornstein, a professor of accounting and taxation at Keene University School of Business in Union, New Jersey. He's also a partner with the firm Bornstein and Song. He's been an outspoken critic of all federal, state, local government strategic sourcing efforts. He conducted a survey to gauge the impact of the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative between 2010 and 2013. Bornstein says the results show 88% of the Schedule 75 holders says OS2 is detrimental to their business. 99% said they lost government sales and there was quote-unquote significant job loss as a result. Now, Vogel, Bornstein, and others say the White House just didn't understand or chose not to understand really the long-term impact of strategic sourcing, as well as really the broader costs that come with the major change the way the government was buying, is buying office supplies. They say there was no cost-benefit analysis to show the impact of small business, despite the fact that the Small Business Administration required one. And in this also, they also said the administration didn't take into account the cost for unemployment insurance, loss of taxes from companies. There's so many other downhill areas that they just didn't consider. And instead, they were just looking at what was in front of them. And I think this goes to show you that now they're stepping back. And you know, you called it a failure. I'll just say it's, again, strategic sourcing on a government-wide basis just is not an easy thing to work. I think it's agency by agency. It can work, but not government-wide.
So 75 is now reopened to new contractors. But what's going to happen right now?
Not reopened yet, but they're taking the feedback from industry over these three options I mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, and then they will go from there, decide where to go next. So it should reopen. How it will look, it's hard to say yet.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
You can share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends. And be sure while you're there to read Jason's story.